to me.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio, brought to you by NewDarkRoom.com, with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by Lens Pen, and I am with Mark Mercalis today. Mark was on the show last week with some controversial type photography. This week, I invited him back because he attended the Red Bull Air Race here in San Diego, which is kind of an exciting event. I think it was in San Diego, wasn't it, Mark?
It sure was.
Oh, great. Okay. I want to make sure I have my facts straight here. But, Mark, tell us exactly day, time, and what you experienced shooting that exciting event. And, by the way, if you're just joining us, go to Photomall, FOTOMALL.com. We'll work our way through the photos that we have in the Hall of Fame gallery where Mark has provided with us, and we're going to talk about some on the show today. But first, let's talk about the race itself. First of all, it's the Red Bull Air Race. Is
correct.
Okay. So obviously it's sponsored by Red Bull.
Yes.
And they had a variety of aircraft. And tell us a little about them.
Well, the actual race is put on by Red Bull entirely. So this one was in San Diego. The previous one was in Abu Dhabi. The next one is coming up at the end of this month in Detroit.
Wow, Abu Dhabi. Now, that's the one you want to go to.
Oh, if you could get a passport for there.
Yeah,
no, it's a pretty nice tour. They're doing Sweden, Netherlands, England, Hungary, Portugal, Spain, and Australia.
Ooh, yeah. I would like to attend those, every single one of those.
I would as well.
Yeah.
They hired their crew from Switzerland.
Oh, man. Well, now, you went down and you shot it. I mean, it was a public event, right?
It sure was. Well, they have, there's two sides. You can, on the Coronado side or anywhere else in the city, it's free, but they have the event side with the big screen TVs that's, you purchase a ticket and that's the regular event. And, in my case, I went over to Coronado Island to get a different view with the cityscape in the background.
Awesome. Okay. So you didn't need a press badge or anything. You
could not go for there this. No, shoot. It was quite open.
And you have some exciting photographs.
Thank you.
The one thing I was going to ask you was, in their scheduling of these aircraft, were the aircraft themselves all antique aircraft? Did they have any modern aircraft in them?
No, they're all modern aircraft. There's three types they use. Almost all of them are what's called an Edge 540. There is a MXS and an extra 300 SR.
Boy, you're out of my league. Well, let's talk about the photographs here. I mean, the aircraft themselves, although I used to be an air traffic controller, times have changed when it comes to aircraft identification. These were high-speed aircraft then, I take it.
They top out about 250 miles an hour average, the 300 horsepower motors.
Okay. Well, not real high speed by aircraft standards, but...
For 15, 20 feet off the water, it's plenty fast.
They got that low?
Yes.
My gosh. Okay. So tell us about the event and your participation.
Well, I wanted to shoot it as freelance. Mm-hmm. I showed up early on Coronado Island to get the angle that I wanted of the middle four pylons, which are called the Quadro. Subsequently, I've had contact with Red Bull, and they're going to pick up my full galleries from the Saturday time trials and the Sunday race, and they're going to feature them on their international gallery, as well as one of my photos being used for their monthly wallpaper.
Awesome. Do you know what that website is?
It'll be RedBullAirRace.com. The webmaster is still building the international page as we speak, so I'm waiting to get confirmation of what that link will be to that.
So some of the photographs that you're showing us today may be on that site as well.
Yes.
So we're getting kind of a sneak preview of the photographs from Mark Mercalis at the Red Bull Air Race. So, and these may not be in order, Mark. I apologize. We put them in here as best we could into the gallery. But in image number one, in the Hall of Fame gallery at Photomall, FOTOMALL.com, we have the Berling. Is that what it is? Berling?
Breitling.
Breitling. Okay.
So the watch manufacturer.
Oh, all right. Okay. And he's actually flying between the pylons. Now, how did you get that angle?
By choice. I just lined up on that section. There was a lot of other photographers that chose different angles in the city, using larger lenses and shooting through. I wanted to get the full side view of the aircraft where you can see the pilot inside and with the city behind it, and was one of the only photographers in that section.
That's awesome. That's a great shot.
Thank you.
Image number two is slightly different. Let me go back here. And image number two is and do you want to go by in the order that the images appear, or would you rather just kind of talk about the images individually?
Oh, we can just go through them. That's great.
Okay. Image number two looks like a fighter.
It sure is. It was, and you're going to catch me short here. I'm not sure which model of airplane that is.
All right.
But it's in this particular shot, it was floating as slow as it could fly and still maintain its being airborne.
Yeah. Yeah, and, those things are heavy.
And I always love the great shots where you can see the bit of the helmet of the pilot and the full detail of the craft. It's just one I did because I liked it.
Yeah, the positions you get here are really great. And then I love the image number three with the and this must – is this the – oh, it says Audi on the bottom. So
correct.
This is the Audi aircraft?
They're one of the sponsors as well. Again, it's Red Bull's Air Race, and they have Breitling and Audi as their sponsors
as well.
That's Nicholas Ivanhoff in number 27 in the Extra 300 SR performing aerobatics at the end of his run.
What's cool about this shot is you got the guy's helmet right from the top and the smoke coming out the back end. That's an awesome shot.
Yeah, he's 40 years old and from France. You'd be really surprised. I went through putting some notes together, and the age of these pilots is 40s to 50s.
Wow, so not necessarily teenagers. These guys have had some experience. Well, you know, to fly between these pylons like this, they would have to be experienced pilots.
They're some of the best pilots in the world.
Yeah, and is this the only – I mean, they have their own show, so they travel around and do this type of air show, you know, everywhere. Do these guys – do you know if they fly anywhere else in any other shows?
I'm not sure if they fly in other shows. Under their bios, some of them are professional airline pilots. Some of them are retired. But they are truly the best at what they do.
Boy, you know, it's nice to know that there are a few airline pilots in the world that can fly this well. That's a great shot of the Red Bull aircraft coming between the pilots and number three pylons. These pylons have to be huge.
They're 20 meters in height. They vary from, the gates vary from 33 feet to 46 feet in width. The pylons that are marked in red are for the knife edge sideways fly through, and other pylons, the checkered pylon and the blue pylons, are for horizontal flight.
Now, do they grade them on how they come through the pylons? Is that how they, rate them?
Well, there's rules of how high or how low they can go through a pylon before they're penalized. Obviously, hitting a pylon is a penalty as well, but they have to cut between the two lines.
Hopefully, they're not solid.
No, they're made of a different materials. The bottom section is more thick. The upper section, there's a whole long story about the research and the development of these pylons and the safety. Some of the pilots have trained in the building of these to drive through them hundreds of times as they've tested these materials. They had plans for filling them with foam pellets, making them from balsa wood, actually putting motors in them that would lean the pylon out of the way if they came close. And they ended up with a thicker material on the bottom being Velcroed in place. The upper section is a thin nylon, almost silk-like material that's filled with highly compressed air, and it's zippered on in a tearaway zipper so that if they do accidentally hit the upper portion of these pylons, you'll hear an audible pop from the compressed air exploding out.
Wow.
And they had to design the wings and the airplane to be able to cut through these, and the material not to be sucked in and cause the aircraft to crash.
How do you – I see the smoke build up in this image with the Red Bull aircraft. Did the smoke get pretty heavy by the end of the day, and how do you compensate that for that when you're shooting your – photography?
Well, the first pass is the clean one. They turn the smoke on as they drop in, and they cut through the quadro section twice each pass, and they run two passes. So they go through that quadro four times. The wind tends to take the smoke away. The one you're seeing there with the smoke now is the second pass of a turn. By the time they'd come back, that smoke would have dissipated.
Okay, so smoke wasn't really an issue. You didn't have to use any special filters or lenses?
No, but you end up choosing the images that are a little more clean for most of them, unless you get, you know, something spectacular.
Right. Now, in image number five, is it? Yeah, image number five, it looks like this guy actually hit a pylon. That's pretty scary.
It certainly does look that way to us. That's Hannes Arch. He is from Salzburg, Austria. He's a 40-year-old pilot flying the Edge 540. And that's from 2007. And the obviously it cut the pylon there. And
yeah.
That shot, I just happened to like that because it still shows the material wrapped around the wing and his face looking up at it as he's pulling the stick back.
Yeah, he's looking right at it. That's amazing. And if you want to see this image, go to Photomall, FOTOMALL.com right now. Go to the Hall of Fame Gallery and look under Mark Mercalis. This is an awesome photograph.
Thank you, Jack.
Have you submitted this anywhere?
This one is actually, I submitted this in the photojournalism section in the Del Mar Fair this year under sports.
Oh, good. You mean the International Digital Photography Competition, or did you submit it in the San Diego section?
Well, this is in the photojournalism section, which is separate from the art photography.
Ah, okay. All right. And then we have, looks like a panoramic shot of the city with the aircraft overhead in image number 6. And is this at the beginning of the air race?
Yes, this is from 2007. There was much better light. It was in, I believe it was in September last year. So it was different weather, different sky. It just rained and was sprinkling over the course of the 2 days. So the air was crystal clear. The sunshine came through in nice shafts. And I just liked this shot. It wasn't as nice weather this year as far as for photography purposes.
Yeah, it's always nice when you have a rainstorm, it clears away, and you got those big white billowing clouds above the city or above any topic that you're taking pictures of. Where were you shooting from? Is this over at Coronado as well?
It sure is, yes.
Yeah, and you've got five. And did you say this is at the beginning?
Yeah, this is during its fleet week or that time, so they're flying
right.
Some military planes through ahead of time.
All right, we'll be back with more about the Red Bull Air Race in San Diego. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Your photos should be on a postcard. Go to GetCashForPhotos.com and get a free 7-part course on how to select photos that sell. You can make money from photos you've already taken, if you know how to select them. And that's exactly what you'll learn in How to Select Photos That Sell. You'll get surefire tips that have kept professional photographers in business year after year. Tips like what to look for in photos that double their selling price, how to beat the competition, and when you should take multiple shots of your subject. Not only will you be able to select profitable photos, you'll automatically start taking photos that sell, no matter where you are, even if you're on vacation. Imagine how you'll feel and how impressed your friends will be when they see your photo on the cover of a national magazine or on a postcard. To get your free 7-part course, go to GetCashForPhotos.com. That's GetCashForPhotos.com.
There are only two ways to get out of debt. You inherit it, or you earn more. If you're looking for the right opportunity to work from home, be with your kids, and earn enough money to live the life you've always dreamed about, then log on to workfromhomewithus.com. If you're like most of us, you're thinking, can I really make money at home, or is this a ripoff? Workfromhomewithus.com is the program you've heard about on the top 3 radio networks in America, with some of the most credible talk show hosts talking about it. Why does the program work? WorkFromHomeWithUs.com has personal business coaches who are available daily to support your success each step of the way. We provide you with ongoing support, mentoring, goal setting, hands-on training, everything you need, because we want you to succeed. Log on to WorkFromHomeWithUs.com and we'll rush your Getting Started package to you immediately. Start the process to earn more money right now at WorkFromHomeWithUs.com.
If you ever dreamed of learning photography from a master photographer, check out the courses at BetterPhoto.com. Some of the world's best professional published photographers are ready to mentor you and give you personal one-on-one feedback on your photographs. Just sign up for one of more than 100 different courses. Each week you get an inspiring lesson and assignment that will motivate you to ditch your daily distractions and go out and shoot. Then upload your photos to BetterPhoto.com and get feedback from your instructor. Learn about composition, lighting and exposure, Photoshop and the digital darkroom, taking pictures of people, nature and travel photography and more. The quality of your pictures is going to skyrocket in just a matter of weeks. If you'd like to hear more oohs and ahs when people admire your photos, then go to BetterPhoto.com, where you learn from the pros, online, anytime. That's BetterPhoto.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio, brought to you by NewDarkRoom.com with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack. I'm back with Mark Mercalis. And I'm mispronouncing your name, and you haven't corrected me. It's Mercalis?
It sure. It's Mark Mercalis, yes.
Okay, Mark Mercalis, award-winning photographer. We're talking about the Red Bull Air Race that was held here in San Diego. And Mark just has some outstanding photographs. Red Bull, I understand, is going to be using some of these. And you'll be able to see them on their site. But for right now, you get a sneak preview by going to Photomall, FOTOMALL.com. We just reviewed one of the shots that Mark had where the aircraft actually went through a pylon. We're going to go down, if you go to the Hall of Fame gallery now, we're going to go down to image number 7 in Mark's series of images. And here we have a white aircraft. Tell us about this one, Mark.
Well, this is Mike Mangold. He's the number one winner from last year's overall. Came in second in San Diego this year. This is him doing the finals. He came in second place, and it's him going through the quadro. And again, you can see the smoke behind it. It's a second pass, and I just I like the drama of it. Again, you can see all the inside the cockpit, and
yeah,
I'm pleased
like
with
that. I like that when you're looking right at the guy's face as he's going, what was it, 230, 250 knots?
About there, yeah. This is where they're going, about they're pulling the most G's as they're pulling in there. It's amazing. Now, Mike Mangold is, he's from Victorville, California, so he's one of our own. He's flying the Edge 540. And what I'm still amazed by is he's a 52-year-old pilot, and he's the number one guy on the team.
Amazing. Hey, there's still a chance for me, as well as you, Dick. Dick, our engineer, he's shaking his head. He said he attended the event last year because he was also at a Padres game. And one of the things that Dick was commenting to me about at the break was what these aircraft look like. And we're both amazed at how you can track them, through the lens at those kinds of speeds. How do you do that, Mark?
Well, I decided to shoot with my 70 to 200 millimeter lens with the teleconverter 1.4, so I was effectively shooting in film 420 millimeter. Saturday, I shot handheld, and after having a little nibble from Red Bull about wanting some more pictures, I decided to go ahead and lock it up on a tripod for Sunday for the race to really get nice crisp images. But the 70 to 200 millimeter 2.8 VR lens from Nikon is the fastest autofocus lens they make in that range, and it's phenomenal. I can track any aircraft and have the autofocus lock on it without any difficulty.
So this is not your typical put your finger down, click, put your finger down, click type shot. You're actually using a little automation here, are you?
Yeah, I was using the fast frame rate for this. I was shooting at six frames a second. They move very fast, much faster than bulls, and I really wanted to get the most action in this.
I didn't want to put you on the spot there, but, you know, we have to get some of the tricks of the trade. Let's go on to image number 8, and here we have one coming around the pylon. Is that what I'm looking at?
That's what's called the chicane. It's a slalom of 3 pylons that they twist and turn through. That's from 2007. Again, much better light. I really like the view on that. That's Steve Jones in the number 19 plane, another Edge 540. He's a 48-year-old pilot from England, and he was 5th overall winner last year.
Awesome. Awesome photography. I really am enjoying this. And if you're just joining us, go to Photomall, FOTOMALL.com, Hall of Fame Gallery, Mark Mercalis. And we're looking at image number 9 now. Is this guy flying upside down?
No, he's right side up. This is Mike Mangold again from California. And he's flying through the horizontal gates at the end of the course.
Now, these seem to be a lot closer pylons than the other ones. Is that?
You know, a lot of it's just the cheated angle
from
the depth of field shooting across the bay. Most of the people that were shooting from the far end of the park, you'll see the opposite. You'll see just the largest gap. And frankly, I really like the look of it feeling a little tighter. But again, you know, the aircraft is a 26-foot wingspan, and the pylons, that pylon, I believe, is only 33 feet in width.
Woo! You better be talented to get through there then. Well, it's certainly exciting photography. Now, I wanted to ask you, and you probably already mentioned it, but it went by real quick. Telephoto lenses, tell me about your lenses.
Again, this one, all the close shots, I just used the 70 to 200 millimeter with the teleconverter. Again, this was from 2007. You can tell that the sky is brighter and the light is better.
Yeah, yeah. The weather was a little better that day, but they're still exciting photographs and images to look at.
Thank you.
Number 10, we're looking at an aircraft again. Looks like he's kind of weaving through.
Mm-hmm. Cutting through the quadro.
Red stripes.
Yes, that's Paul Bonham. He is from Cambridge, England. He's a 43-year-old pilot. He came in first this year in the San Diego race and second overall in 2007.
Yeah, and the images here, you know, it's kind of what I think makes this image is the colors. I like the red stripes, and then you have red stripe pylons. And when you do your editing on these, how do you select images for marketing or showing or gallery display? I know in the next segment we're going to talk about the international competition and gallery display, and I know you've entered some of those, but
sure.
How do you select images, Mark?
Well, in all things that you photograph, there is the nature of the subject and the feel of the composition, and capturing that is really what I'm going after. I have an art background. So after seeing a lot of aircraft art, you see where the artists crop in the relative size of the plane versus what's going on to capture the actual event. And you do it by a gut feeling of what really gives the verve of the movement and the moment, rather than just shooting it what I call rodeo style, which is just standing back and waiting for action to fill your frame. You really compose in advance to try to achieve the artistic goal, the philosophy of the subject you're shooting.
And when you're editing and you're in the editing room, I mean, is that you're looking for that same concept? You're viewing it?
I'm a big shooter. I shoot, for a bullfight, I'll shoot 1,400 photos. For these, I shot 1,000. And mostly what I do in the editing room is learn how to cut through those and look for the magic in the shots and find the one that really speaks the most of the moment of what they're doing.
Well, you're certainly good at selecting images that have impact and that also tell a story. And what I think is important about that for those of you that are planning to market your work, you should look closely at Mark's technique in selecting images because he's done a good job here. I like the next image number 11, that has both the stripes and the checkerboards in the same image. Tell us about this shot.
This is Paul Bonham again in the number 2 plane in the Edge 540, and he's decided to cut through vertically through the checkered gates. This is the final pylons in their course.
Got it. So that's the reason for the checkerboard. Makes sense. Okay, and then the last image that we have in the gallery today, well, let's see if I'm going to the correct image here. Yeah, that's the last image. Tell us about this one.
That is Kirby Chandless in the number 4 plane. Again, a Edge 540. You can see the Padres Stadium in the background and the convention center. Let me see. Kirby Chandless is 48 years old, and he's from Arizona. And last year was the 4th overall place in the competition.
Yeah, I can almost see our engineer's head. He was at the Padres game there that day, and so Dick's smiling about that. But anyway, that's a great image of the wingspan there because you can see the design on the wing so clearly.
They're fabulous planes. It really gets to me. There's as a bullfight photographer for my main action work, it's been very difficult for me to find another sport, if you will, that has the same drama or intensity in any way. And it's not to belittle other sports, but if you miss a baseball, you miss a baseball. If you miss a basket, you know, that's one thing. These guys make a mistake or a matador makes a mistake and they're dead. And that really, to me, makes all the difference night and day in what you're shooting. The failure factor and what could go wrong is there's nothing like it.
Yeah, it certainly adds to the excitement of the event, doesn't it?
Yes.
Do you talk to any of these guys after shooting these shots?
No, they hold the meet and greets, if you will, in those events in the other sections of the bay. And I was parked out on Coronado Island, so I have to deal with that. You make your choices, and you live with them on those things.
Now, you said you spoke to Red Bull, and they liked these images. What did they have to say about them?
Well, it was flattering. I was hoping that they would see what I was trying to communicate, and the person that I had contact with sent me a very glowing email and, based on my sample images, requested the full gallery of the time trials on Saturday and requested that I please go back Sunday and shoot more, and that he would accept those as well. And indeed, he has.
And Mark, you have your own website, correct?
Yes, I do.
And that is?
MecalisGraphics.com. It's MecalisGraphics.com. And that features my bullfight pictures, and I have the Red Bull pictures posted as well.
Okay, so for those listening that would like to purchase a copy, you have them for sale there?
I sure do.
Good. What's an average image run?
Well, about $10, $12 for an 8.5 by 11 size, going up to about $19 for 13 by 19. And I do prints on canvas and framing as well, so it can be whatever the customer likes.
Framing as well. Okay. So what type of framing do you do?
Well, I'm a master custom picture framer. I've been working for over 18 years in art galleries, and I have my own full home studio and continue to do that for profit.
And so now that to me, on the business side of it, the frame will really enhance the value of the image. Isn't that true?
It really does. When you become a quality framer, and as you discover that you can take a rock and give it a presentation of a museum, there's literally so when you have something wonderful to work with, it only enhances it. And I use a handmade Italian moldings, you know, fabric matting. And frame them as well as it can be framed, and they really come out spectacular.
Wow. Well, that's exciting to know that you can provide a frame with the images as well. You can go to Mark's website and check out some of these images and maybe buy a couple. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show. We'll be back in a minute with more from Stephen Burns on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
If you struggle with quality when it comes to your product shots or would like to bring them in-house to save money, consider Photosimile. This PC-controlled photography studio is like having a professional photographer on staff. In fact, in seconds, anyone can use Photosimile to obtain professional photography results. The controlled lighting environment inside of the light box yields shadow-free images that are perfect for websites, online auctions, product catalogs, and more. Simply place items in the light box, preview them on your monitor, and click Snap in the Photosimile software to take a picture. Images are automatically sent from camera to PC via USB for immediate viewing, editing, and saving. Photosimile also features watermarking, annotation, and batch saving capabilities. To learn more about Photosimile and how you can take product pictures like a pro, go to photosimile.com. That's photo, S-I-M-I-L-E.com.
On behalf of our WS Radio hosts, we encourage you to log on to our WS Radio Mall. It's a virtual mall stocked full of special offers and savings you won't find anywhere else. We have something for everyone. Tools to start or grow your business, services that will improve your mind, body, and soul, and unique products created just for the WS Radio Mall. Simply log on to WSRadioMall.com and stroll down the many stores we now have open. All products and services you see are from our WS Radio hosts, partners, and advertisers, so you know that what you see is what you'll get. The WS Radio Mall is also a featured eBay store. WS Radio has been an eBay seller since 1999, and we're proud of our 7-year track record. Take a moment and visit WSRadioMall.com for a unique shopping experience, and check back frequently as the mall is opening new stores all the time. That's www.WSRadioMall.com.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. go to sharppics.com. That's sharpics.com.